Lucy, tell me about CVS.
We provide a wide range of support and services to community groups. They may be groups small, large, any size at all, really, in the wider community. Those services might be help with setting up, help with being more sustainable, collaboration with other community groups, how can we help one another.
And how long have you been working there?
Just nearly a year.
Now, this obviously, the idea behind this is to help sort of maybe smaller organisations and groups. Is it through things like funding and that sort of stuff?
Very much so. That's one of the things we do help with. We support community groups to apply for funding for whatever they wish to pursue as part of their group's sort of mission, if you like. And in order to win those funding pots, there are certain ways of do's and don'ts of completing those forms. So, yeah, we're here to support in that way to maximise what hopefully they're going to get from that application.
So effectively what you're doing is you're helping smaller organisations that may not necessarily know what to do, and you're showing them how to do it. And is that taking a little bit of pressure off them as well?
We would like to think so. Also, it's not just small organisations, it's organisations of any size, pre-existing ones as well as new ones as well. So we very much like to think that CVS are there to support when needed. We don't sort of muscle our way in and say you should be doing it like this. We sort of listen to what they're doing, what their mission is, and try and help them to be the best they can be.
So effectively any organisation can come to you and say we need some help, and if you can do it, you will do it.
In the voluntary sector, any organisation can come to us and we'll have a conversation.
And I mean, we're not going to ask for exact numbers, but I'm assuming this is quite a popular service.
Yeah, hugely popular. We have outreach to certainly well over 2,000 groups.
Wow.
And it could even be more than that.
We mentioned earlier about obviously people looking for funding. Is there anything that CVS can do with that?
Absolutely, yes. So we do have some funding pots available at the moment, actually. We're really keen to offer these up to any size of group. And it would be to around health and well-being activities, which can mean anything from cookery courses, to a gardening club, to armchair exercise, dancing. It's all around health and well-being. And if they think that there's an activity they'd like to run or an activity they're currently running that we can support them with or enable them to continue to run, then I'd love to have a chat with them. lucy.coates@cvsce.org.uk.
So somebody coming to you for the initial stages, and depending on what I say, they're looking for funding for this, that you know, from the pot.
Mm-hmm.
The process is they approach you. How long from speaking to you would they actually receive the funds? I suppose it depends on what it is.
If they can complete the pro forma, it's a fairly short pro forma, I can share that with them electronically. It could be turned around in a day. I would get it approved by my finance team, and they're working really, really quickly to turn them around and get the funding out to the community groups.
How successful is CVS with this kind of thing?
We would always want to be better and better. We believe we're successful from the feedback that we get from people. You know, within 12 months of working at CVS, people are incredibly kind and complimentary about my colleagues who they have a relationship with already. About we go out of our way to make sure that they can be the best that they can be. So I have to try and strive and be as good as my other fellow development officers.
And how many people work there?
We've got around a dozen people, from the two co-CEOs, Catherine Sullivan and Sam James, down to our operations team and the development officer team.
So the idea is that an organisation will come to you, and are they assigned a particular officer, and that person stays with them right the way through the process?
I would say actually no, we don't use that model. We want them to be, we want a group to feel a relationship is there with themselves and CVS, and actually whoever works within the team will be able to support them.
I'm assuming because of things like COVID and the cost of living crisis, there's more organisations approaching you now than maybe there were a few years ago.
Yes, with a huge array of questions and problems and trying to navigate their way through their day-to-day lives as a community group. And whether that is the cost of running their groups or whether that is trying to ensure that they have the number of volunteers they need to provide their services. It's really tough out there. So we meet many, many groups who are just trying their hardest to survive.
How do people find out about you? How do these organisations? Is it do you advertise, or is it a case of, you know, you have a website and people go to it?
We have a website, which is we're updating at the moment, actually, where they can use our resources for free. So all sorts of different things around training, governance, volunteers. We also have a relationship with Cheshire East Council, with Macclesfield Town Council, and I know that they signpost organisations to us. We have fortnightly bulletin, which goes out to many thousands of different places, both in the voluntary sector and also in the statutory sector. So we work quite closely with the care community, so social prescribers, GPs, parishioners. So it's far and wide, actually.
So is it a case that the people can approach, or are they often referred, say, by the council?
They can approach us directly. They don't need to be signposted to us.
I mean, one of the things you're working on at the moment is working with Cheshire and Merseyside Cancer Alliance. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We've got a partnership with them. That was one of the reasons, I think, why I was asked to come in and join CVS. And we're working together to raise cancer awareness across all communities.
And how easy is that? It's not, is it?
No, it's not. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be tackling it. We need to tackle it in a way in which people feel safe and they want to engage in it because they want to understand more about it.
This is something that you're doing Cheshire-wide, isn't it? And obviously Merseyside as well.
Yeah, so there's various CVSs and voluntary action groups, and amongst us, we have a title of social action leads. That's what Cheshire and Merseyside refer to us as. Personally, I cover Cheshire East, and then my colleagues cover the other parts of Cheshire and Merseyside.
Is the branches all over the northwest, or is it countrywide?
It's countrywide.
So if anybody wanted to contact you, maybe they're looking for some help, maybe they're looking for extra volunteers and things like that, how's the best way of getting hold of you?
Well, if they wanted to specifically look for volunteers, then I would suggest you can always pick up the phone, but also there is our volunteers hub, which is accessible via our website.